The journey to Bethel, about 30 kilometers away, did not take long, and Jacob's family arrived there safely. Jacob built an altar to the Lord and called it the God of Bethel. The name of the town nearby was Luz, but Jacob called it Bethel, which means house of God, because it was there that the Lord had come to him for the first time, 30 years before, when he was running from his brother Esau. Jacob should have gone there as soon as he returned to Canaan, to fulfill the promise he had made to the Lord at that time. But instead of accomplishing his vow, he had settled elsewhere, and the consequences of this omission had been tragic. Rebekah, Jacob's mother, had a nurse called Deborah. Rebekah had died in Canaan without having seen her son again, and her old nurse had probably come to be with Jacob after the death of her mistress. Deborah died in Bethel and was buried under the oak nearby, which was named the Oak of Weeping. Then God appeared to Jacob again and confirmed the covenant he had made with Abraham and Isaac. God said to him, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel. Be fruitful and increase in number. A nation and a community of nations will come from you, as well as kings. The land I gave to Abraham and Isaac I also give to you and to your descendants after you." Jacob set up a stone pillar at the place where God had talked with him, and he poured oil and a drink offering on it. Then he moved on from there, going south. On the way, not far from Bethlehem, Rachel, who was expecting her second child, began to give birth and had great difficulty. To encourage her, the midwife said, "Don't be afraid, for you have another son." But Rachel was dying. As she breathed her last, she named her son Ben-Oni, which means son of my sorrow. But Jacob changed that name into Benjamin, calling him the son of my right hand. Rachel was buried on the way to Bethlehem, and Jacob set up a pillar as a monument to mark her tomb. Jacob was now the father of 12 sons. All of them, except Benjamin, had been born in Mesopotamia, where Jacob had lived for 20 years. Leah, his first wife, had given him 6 boys, Reuben, his firstborn, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. Rachel, the beloved wife he had just lost, had borne him Joseph and Benjamin. The other sons of Jacob were those of his 2 concubines, Bilhah and Zilpah, who were Rachel and Leah's maidservants. Bilhah gave him Dan and Naphtali, and Zilpah, Gad, and Asher. The descendants of these 12 sons became the 12 tribes of Israel. But for many years, these sons caused Jacob trouble and grief. After Rachel died, Jacob's eldest son, Reuben, went in and slept with his father's concubine, Bilhah, and Israel heard of it. Because of this, Reuben was deprived of his birthright. Jacob had pitched his tent beyond the Tower of Edah. He was on his way to Kirjath Arba, where his father Isaac was living. When he arrived at Mamre, near the city, he met his father, whom he had not seen for many years. The patriarch was already very old, but he lived another 12 or 13 years after his son's return. When he died at the age of 180, his 2 sons, Esau and Jacob, who were now reconciled, buried him in the cave of Machpelah, where Abraham, Sarah, and Rebekah had been laid. Esau now had 3 wives, 2 Canaanite women and an Ishmaelite, and 5 sons who had been born in the land of Canaan. Esau, who was also called Edom, had become very wealthy, and it was no longer possible for the 2 brothers to remain together. So Esau left with his family and all his possessions and went to settle in the hill country of Seir, where he had been living before. He took his wives, sons and daughters, and all the members of his household, with his servants, his livestock, and all he had acquired in Canaan, and left his native country, never to return. Seir, that is the land of Edom, was a rough hilly country stretching to the south of the Dead Sea as far as the Gulf of Aqaba. Esau's descendants, the Edomites, took over the land and became rulers and princes. Throughout the history of the country, the Edomites were hostile to Israel. Next episode, Joseph sold into Egypt.